child.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Another major event happened yesterday. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, named the commission that's going to investigate the select committee of the January 6th insurrection. Remember, everybody had wanted it to have bipartisan support and be a joint congressional committee. And it passed with every Democratic vote and 35 Republicans in the House. And it passed with every Democratic vote, 7 senators Republican in the Senate, and an 8th who didn't vote but said he would support it. So basically 58 senators out of 100 and an overwhelming number of members of Congress. But Moscow Mitch didn't let 2 additional senators on the Republican side vote for it to make it 60. They weren't willing to bust the filibuster. And so there is no, as a result, he filibustered it. And there is no joint committee between the Senate and the House. So Pelosi, very sensibly, I supported it very strongly early on, said, all right, well, we'll just do it in the House. Now in the House, and then Moscow Mitch said, oh, that's a Democratic witch hunt. It should be bipartisan. After he had 8 Republican senators say they were for it, but he blocked 2 more from breaking a filibuster. 58% of the Senate, including Republicans, said it is bipartisan. Moscow Mitch is lying. Moscow Mitch, you can tell when Moscow Mitch is lying, it's when his lips move. That's when Moscow Mitch is lying. So Pelosi originally suggested in the original proposal that there be 10 members, 5 Democrats, 5 Republicans, the chair a Democrat because they have the majority, but that no subpoena could issued without the permission of both parties. People went along with it, but Moscow Mitch filibustered it. So the new commission in the House is 13 people, 8 of them Democrats, 5 Republicans, but Pelosi pledged to appoint 1 Republican as part of her 8. So it would be 7 Democrats, 6 Republicans. Very sensible. Very, very sensible. And she appointed Liz Cheney as the Republican on her side. And Kevin McCarthy, he can appoint 5 Republicans besides Liz Cheney. The commission is Zoe Lofgren, congresswoman from California, very, very effective person. Adam Schiff, the star of the first impeachment against Trump, very, very able guy, should be in the Senate himself, quite frankly, or eventually Speaker of the House. Pete Aguilar, great congressman. Stephanie Murphy, great congresswoman. Jamie Raskin of Maryland, he's a great member of Congress, very smart, a principal in the second impeachment against Trump. Elaine Luria, who I have a special regard for, she represents Norfolk, Virginia as a Democrat, tough area. I was stationed in Little Creek, Virginia and had my apartment in Norfolk. A lot of Navy down there. She's a Navy vet, career, high-ranking Navy officer. Terrific person. She's on it. And then, of course, Liz Cheney. And Liz Cheney said, look, I'm a Republican, but this goes beyond partisanship. And there's, we want to get to, you know, 150 Capitol officers were injured. 150 were injured. One of them had his eye gouged out. Several were just beaten up unmercifully, cropped up against the wall and beaten in the stomach and the head, thrown down the stairs, dragged down the stairs, trampled. Another one stabbed with a pole. One insurrection is shot, another one trampled to death. Republicans said this is just a tourist group. Now, Liz Cheney's having none of that, and neither is Nancy Pelosi. You know what Kevin McCarthy did? I didn't think he could degrade himself further, because remember, right after January 6th, he put his finger in the wind, and he thought that people wouldn't like January 6th. Trump was toast, so he said, well, Trump's out of the party now, and this is terrible. We're going to get to the bottom of it. And Moscow Mitch said that prosecutors should go after Trump. And then when the polls started to show that Trump still had about 30% of the party as a base of the Trump cult, they both chickened out, stood up for Trump, said it wasn't much, and opposed the commission. I don't think that Kevin McCarthy is going to appoint anybody. Some of the biggest nuts in the Republican Party have volunteered for it. Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't have a committee. She said, I need a committee. I'll do it. She's the QAnon one. She's the QAnon one. She's bad news, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Matt Gaetz, who's under criminal investigation for trafficking in Florida, said he'd like to be on it. He's really bad news. Both of these people are truly bad news, and they're trying to cleanse their soiled reputations by being on it and causing trouble. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, Nunez, Gossert, Gosser, Gomer, Mo Brooks, Lauren Boebert of Colorado, brought a gun under the floor, voids the metal detectors. Andrew Clyde, Georgia. He's the guy that's photographed jamming furniture up against the wall so the mob doesn't come in and kill him, and then saying that it was just a tourist group. They're all willing to serve, but Nancy Pelosi is very clever. What she did was, she said, Republicans get five, I'll appoint them in consultation with Kevin McCarthy. And virtually anybody Kevin McCarthy says is fine with her, but she is not going to put in the chaos caucus. She won't. If he says Marjorie Taylor Greene, that's QAnon, she'll say no. Nancy Pelosi will say no. Lauren Boebert goes armed on the floor. Is the one who tweeted out Nancy Pelosi has left the chambers on the day of the insurrection after she'd given tours to people to see where the officers were the day before. She's not going to be on it. She was part of it. Gosar of Arizona won't be on it. He's the one that appears with the Holocaust denier, Nick Fuentes. He's not going to be on it. Gomer, Texas, isn't going to be on it. He's the guy that appears in front of the Oath Keepers and the Three Percenters. Nunez is a devious, devious, crooked individual. Betrayed the Congress. He's the one that would report back to Trump every night after the initial impeachment. And they can plan strategy. Nunez, I think he's originally from the Azores. Well, his people are from the Azores. Azores are fine people, but Azores are an island off the coast of Europe. And sailors for a long, long time, back in prehistory even, and other history, would use the Azores to come and provision themselves before they sailed and kidnap some locals and force them to be crew members. That's the sort of the tradition that Nunez has baked into him. Bad news, very, very bad news. Matt Gaetz, supposedly trafficking a 17-year-old girl. Yeah, we don't want him. We don't want him. No, we don't want any of these people. If Kevin McCarthy proposes any of these people, any of them, well, they'll say, no, we're not going to have a chaos caucus. We're going to, you know. Now, I don't know, frankly, why Adam Kinzinger, why Peter Meyer, spelled M-E-I-J-E-R, you know, Meyer, the grocery store, that's the family. They're both very, very good people. And they have stood up to Trump on the insurrection. I don't know why some of these folks, Pelosi doesn't reach out. Maybe she has. Maybe they say, well, you know, I'm willing to go along part of the way, but not the whole way. Anyway, be advised there will be a commission. Right now, it only has eight people on it because McCarthy is stonewalling. And McCarthy then said that if any Republican cooperates, he'll yank their committee assignment. Just like they yanked Marjorie Taylor Greene's committee assignment. Marjorie Taylor Greene is the she-wolf of QAnon. In the Congress, she had it yanked because she's QAnon. And she advocated the assassination of Nancy Pelosi, advocated the assassination of Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and for some reason didn't get prosecuted. She should have. And McCarthy's equating her with Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney has stood tall. She's very conservative, but she stood tall. And she's a patriot before anything else. So she may get her committee assignment yanked by this character. She may get her committee assignment yanked. McCarthy has gone full frontal Trump. I don't even think his own caucus would vote for him for speaker. He's so weak and sad and strange if they ever took the majority. He's just a dumb individual who's desperately trying to hold on. Go to the lines. Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for going. What's on your mind today, Bill of Shorewood?
The jobs report has just dropped, and it's very good news. 850,000 workers were added to the workforce in the month of June. Unemployment rate stayed about the same, about 5.9. This is very good news. We are on track, according to the Congressional Budget Office, to recover all the jobs lost in the pandemic. We're still down by 6 million, but we're on track to recover all of them by the middle of the year 2022. So I thought I'd pass that on.
That is terrific news. You know, that is a testimony, frankly, to what Joe Biden has been doing with the economy. You know, the Republicans keep attacking him, but then they boast about it. You know, so in that COVID relief bill, that couple of $2 trillion relief bill that came out, that was essential. People were out of work. They had no money. You know, restaurants were depending on takeout. And early on, they couldn't even have takeout of liquor, which is where they make their money. Waitresses and waiters are laid off, cooks, you know, dishwashers, everybody's laid off. And Biden rolled to the rescue. And Biden put this thing through with expanded unemployment comp and then grants to different areas. And the Republicans, oh, that's terrible, that's terrible. Moscow Mitch, terrible, terrible. It went through, and then they campaigned on it. Then they went back. The guy, Mo Brooks, down in Alabama, goes home and he goes, isn't this great? All that money, you know, these people are beyond shame. The thing that kills me is, what about the voters? How, you know, don't you understand what they're doing? And then, of course, Biden now with the second round infrastructure, absolutely the right guy to be president at the right time. 850,000 new jobs in June, 5.9% unemployment down to 5.9. Excellent news. Bill, thanks for calling that in. Joe, keep it up. Keep up the good work, Joe Biden. We're going to a break. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.